Arundel in Laptopia, Chapter 1, The Magic Bow. Arundel was at home alone. Fierce it was. The night gave her a scare. The weather all black and creepy outside. Flashes flashed from afar, and the rolling thunder came nearer. The wind howled like a moaning wolf down through the gate of the backyard. At least Arundel hoped it was the wind. Brave as she usually was, her heart now sank down in dumb fear. Had there only been somebody, so that she had not been all alone up here behind the balcony door. Who could sleep in such a night? Mr. and Mrs. Waldschmidt, Arundel's parents, had left to the opera shortly before the weather. Richard Wagner, that could last for ages. "Don't wait for us, we will be late. There is Lohengrin tonight," Mrs. Waldschmidt said as they left, and gave her a wet kiss on the forehead. "You know where everything is, and if anything happens, you ring up Mrs. Strock on the second floor." The telly didn't please anymore, as there was no one to bleat. Listlessly, she zapped through the channels until the first close thunder rolled. Then she turned off. "It is said that TV attracts flashes," she remembered. Besides, there was only trash anyway. She tried to read, but then she stepped in front of the window and looked out to the weather, what she could see of it, and felt lonesome. The longing for a protector became overwhelmingly strong. As it happens, when little under tens, wishes become strong, so it worked this time as well. An awesome blooming crash hit the ground right on the balcony. Arundel shrieked, then flew and hid in the levee. Some time elapsed before she came out again, and there she saw something lying on the balcony. She could see it because it glowed lightly. It was the red eye of a magic bow. And that was hers now. This was how little Arundel got her magic bow long ago. Arundel hated school, but even more was she afraid of the boarding school her parents threatened her with when she grew older. Her only glance of hope was her friend Florinda Hazy. Then, like herself, by now also just about going to be 13 soon. With her, Arundel joined the same grade since her parents moved back to the city some years ago. And the nightmarish place faded, while she kept in mind only the miracle of how she got her magic bow. So at last, she found a friend. Tears wanted to spring out of her eyes as she thought of Florinda. She had her problems with her mates, for sure. Arundel could well think of a reason. She just couldn't show interest for the things her mates were interested in. That was it. The schoolyard talks only bored her. So now she did not even simulate interest anymore. Nobody would have believed her anyhow. Her mates thought her as arrogant and boring ever since she was a little girl, no matter how hard she tried to please. If only the teachers had been nicer, however, they made things even worse. Arundel crept into her nutshell and closed in. During lessons, she was sitting absent-minded in the classroom, stared out of the window, and was waiting that the school went by. Just at home, she threw her school stuff into a corner and didn't touch until the next morning. Either she didn't make any homework, or she copied them in the breaks if she found someone to let her copy. While still in primary school, she managed to slip through quite well. She seemed to dig enough, and her marks weren't that bad. Nevertheless, Mrs. Curtius complained frequently about her at the teacher's parents' meeting, so that Arundel's mother refused to go there anymore. She found Mrs. Curtius an impossible person. "You wouldn't believe what she's talking about you. It's just incredible. She wants us to see a psychiatrist. All of us, not only you, but your poor parents too." Whereas Mrs. Curtius was by far better than Mr. Schwertfeger was, whom her father argued with 2 years later. What a start in the new school that was. If there hadn't been Florina. Of course, there were other teachers as well. Mr. Schwertfeger only taught mathematics, sports, and sciences. However, her train had left the station far too long ago. Therefore, she failed to jump on one of the last wagons, so to speak. Since Florina was there, Arundel felt better. She was her first real friend. However, school didn't really change. Now, with Mr. Schwertfeger, Arundel noticed that Mrs. Curtius hadn't been all that bad, and she felt sorry for her behavior. Too late. Arundel knew who she was and what kind of nasty thing she could be. Even though Florina was quite different, they came together at once. Florina was friendly to everyone. She listened and wanted to please, and that was sometimes hard to bear. But anyway, what exactly it was that drove them towards each other was quite unknown to her for a long time. Perhaps it was because Florina looked so romantic with this thick, long, bluish-black hair and the red dot on the forehead. Florina was Indian, more precisely semi-Senoi, as she put it, and thereof she was very proud. Anyway, she loved her mother unspeakably much, perhaps because she was a Senoi. Arundel was not able to find out what it was, after all, what the matter was with these Senois for a long time. She checked the dictionary, but in vain. Florina had a sister. She was 1 year younger and was called Carinia. Carinia was likely to be even livelier than her sister and had the same character as her mother anyway. And if Arundel thought it right, she was much alike her own mother as well. That was by no means advantageous for her, she realized, and she wondered how Florina and Carinia came along with her. However, it seemed as if both of them enjoyed her company quite a lot. Why they did, she should soon find out. In the first place, she thought the sisters were interested in her because of the magic bow of hers. They, as semi-Senoi, were magically gifted enough to realize facts, she thought. Not that she hoped for that poor reason, of course. Anyway, she would find out the truth soon enough. Arundel was happy to meet her friends in the empty flat on boring afternoons, as she was all alone there. Now that the Waldschmidts lived in the city for almost 2 years again, it was close to the Hazy's place, just 2 blocks away. That was why the sisters met Arundel's magic bow, or vice versa, as the bow made himself known to them quite spectacularly. Arundel never ever experienced such an excitement on his side. He let the string snarl, his red eye began to twinkle, energy pulsated, and made her grow pimples on their arms. And look at that, Florina and Carinia could read his thoughts.
Ich begrüße Sie recht herzlich